This is Dan Sheridan bringing you the great news of God's transcendent grace. It is Wednesday. It means the weekend is just around the corner, so hang in there. And I am just absolutely thrilled to death. The weather has been fantastic here in Chicago, and I know what you folks down in the South live with every day. Absolutely beautiful day here in the Chicagoland area. Thank God we have some warmth finally. I walked so many miles yesterday, I got blisters underneath my feet. You know, once this weather turns, I just love being outside, and I hate sitting inside. So thank God summer is here. You know, I think heaven's going to be the perfect temperature all the time. It's going to be awesome. Well, we're talking about the nature of the relationship between the Father and the Son, and today I want to talk about Christ. You know, Christ has a God and a Father. Yep, that's right. Christ has a God and a Father. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul starts off his letter to the Ephesians with this burst of praise by saying, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, we've mentioned in previous programs, God delights to reveal himself. God is invisible. So he has a mediator that reveals him. And the mediator must be the opposite of the one he mediates for, especially in the case of God. The God, the deity, has no God above him, not one. But the Son of God constantly said he had a God above him. And the glory of Christ was to do the will of his God and Father. Remember, our Lord Jesus said, "Not my will, but thine be done." And God can never say that. He can never say, "Not my will, but another will's be done." But that was the glory of Christ. He said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." It's God's will that must be carried out, and that's exactly what Christ did. He submitted to the will of God. Now, recognition of the deity is a basic teaching. It is basic for humanity. It's the foundation of all truth. And departure from it leads to all kinds of errors. The human race's departure from acknowledgement of the deity was their first step that led to all kinds of horrible error. Let's turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 21 to see that. Romans chapter 1, verse 21, we read this. We'll start with verse 20. "For his invisible attributes are described from the creation of the world, being apprehended by his achievements, besides his imperceptible power and divinity, for them to be defenseless. Because, knowing God, not as God do they glorify or thank him, but vain were they made in their reasonings, and darkened is their unintelligent heart." Now notice that. They did not glorify God as God or thank him. Now, most people believe in some sort of God, but that's not the problem. The big problem is that most do not recognize God as God. They don't acknowledge his deity. They humanize God way too much. That's the big problem. Now, a person who has a God isn't the God. God is the great giver of all. That's one of his characteristics. God is the giver. And those who receive from God aren't God. Very simple. Paul gave this foundational truth to idolaters in Acts chapter 17 in Athens. In Acts 17:25, we read this as I flip my scriptures to there. Acts chapter 17, verse 25. Foundational truth right here. "The Lord, inherent of heaven and earth, is not dwelling in temples made by hands, neither is he attended by human hands as if requiring anything, since he himself gives to all life and breath and all." That's a foundational truth. God is the giver, and he doesn't receive anything from man. He doesn't need it. And those who are receivers aren't the deity. Keep that in mind. God is not only the giver, however, but he's also the sender. He isn't the sent one. And so that means those who are sent aren't the deity. Not only that, he's also the supreme. His will be done. Remember we said, not our will, but his be done. He doesn't do another's will. That's a characteristic of the deity. So God has no God. He is the supreme. If he had to acknowledge a God above him, his deity would no longer exist. Remember our Lord Jesus appealed to his Father? In Matthew 27, he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He appealed to his Father. But the supreme God, the deity, appeals to no one. God never suffers death, and God can never be arrested by his enemies. That cannot happen to the God. Christ is God's image. He reveals God in many vital ways, yet there are also contrasts between Christ and his God. The deity appeals to no one, yet the greatest glory of Christ is that he acknowledged God. He acknowledged his God and Father. Christ had a God, and he acknowledged him as such, and he did his will. Again, Christ's greatest glory is his acknowledgement of and his faith in his God. And God's greatest title is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, God loves to be known as the Father of his Son, Jesus Christ. God delights to be known in the One, his Son, through whom he will reconcile all to himself. God is known through the One who went through the death of the cross, which will result in God being all in all. The Son carries out God's ultimate purpose of reconciling all humanity to himself. In conclusion, in John 17, we see the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ, and read verses 1 through 4 on your own. And just in those first four verses, Christ recognizes his authority was a gift from his Father. He recognizes that he was a sent one carrying out a commission in verse 3. In verse 4, he doesn't glorify himself. And in another part of verse 4, it says his works weren't his own. Christ recognized his God and Father. And he also shared a unity with his Father in verse 22 of John 17 that he wanted his disciples to share in. That unity was a unity of relationship, not of identity. Well, that's all we have time for today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about 1 Corinthians 8, verse 6, how Christ is the channel of all things, whereas God is the source. I hope these studies have been helpful. This is Dan Sheridan. Have a fantastic day, and remember this, the closer you draw near to God as he's revealed in the correctly cut and correctly translated scriptures, the less religious and ceremonial you will be.